Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 227. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And today is definitely a special episode. It's special because today, as of today, it is the culmination of the past 5 months of work for me, work that I've been putting in for a special project. It's something that I think will really, really help you. It's the title of this podcast. It's called Single is Your Superpower. It's half journal, half book, and you could check it out by going to newmindsetwhodis.com. But more on that later. I wanna talk about this topic here, and then you'll see why that makes sense. But I'm excited for this topic, certainly am, as I am with all topics that I talk about, but this one in particular, because I'm very passionate about encouraging you to think differently. I'm very passionate about, helping you or wanting to help you to see the other side of the coin, to ask yourself powerful questions that you've been avoiding, helping you see hope where you normally don't. And today I want to talk about this topic of being single. And if you can't tell by the title of the podcast, I think being single is an incredibly powerful time in your life. No matter if you're single for just 1 month or an entire decade, I think it's the most powerful time in your life. And I think it's the one time, the one phase, the one status that you'll never regret. I don't think you'll ever look back when you're 50 or 60 or 40 or whatever and be like, man, I really regret having been single for those 2 years in my 20s or having been single for all of my 20s or all of my 30s or whatever. I don't think you'll ever regret that looking back. And I say that because I've learned through my own experience of seeing both sides of the coin, being a relationship guy for a decade and then being a single guy for, at this point, almost 3 years. And through that, I have learned unequivocally that single is your superpower. Being single is a superpower of yours. There's no time like it. There's no greater opportunity to grow than during the time when you're single. And, I don't care if, you want to be single or not. I don't care if you're single as a result of a terrible blindsiding breakup. I'm sorry that happened, certainly, but regardless of how you got here, I think being single is the greatest opportunity you have in life. And here comes a cliche, but I think it's the greatest opportunity you have in your life to learn what love is. What love is. And not just what love for another person is, not just how you want to be loved, not just romantic love, but bigger than that. I say single is your superpower because it's during this time that you learn to love life. You learn to love life. You learn to love yourself. You learn to love everything about what you can touch and see and feel and experience. There's no greater opportunity to become proud of yourself than during this time, to take advantage of everything given to you, to go out and get everything that you want to get, to live without regret, and to come out the other side with a true understanding of what love is, of what universal love is. So that's why I say that single is your superpower. And in this episode, I want to chat about this idea, and I think you'll come out seeing why your single status is not a negative thing. I hope you'll come out seeing your single status a bit differently. So I'll hop right into it, but I do want to point out, because I'm very passionate about this, I am proud of this, about the thing that I've created that I think is really special, and it goes along with this episode. It's a workbook called Single is Your Superpower. It's half journal, half book, call it a workbook, and it's designed to help you catch feelings for yourself. Or as I say, it's designed to help you find your soul so you can find your soulmate. And I've been working on it for the past 5 months, and I really think it's helpful. I just want to be helpful. That's really what I do. I want to take my perspective, turn it around, flip it, reverse it, give it to you, and help empower you. Help empower you to make the most of being single. And I think it will. I think it will empower you to catch feelings for yourself. So that's the plug. That's the promo. Check out newmindsethoodis.com and let me know what you think about it. But before I get ahead of myself, let me show you what I'm talking about here. Why I keep saying single is your superpower, single is your superpower. Because I think that's kind of the opposite of what we seem to assume about being single. It's kind of like the opposite connotation that being single carries with it in this day and age, in this culture. We tend to see being single as a sign that you haven't won yet, that you haven't gotten to that stage yet, that you're lost or that you're falling behind or that you're lacking in some way or that there's something wrong with you, right? That's a big one. And man, I can't tell you how freaking untrue all of that is. That's what I've discovered. And frankly, it's just like, it's so bogus to me that we allow ourselves to have society teach us this. We allow society to make us think that about ourselves. And so I really want to take a step back, and I want to start by dispelling this myth that being single is a phase that you should want to avoid, or it's a phase that you should want to escape from as soon as possible. It's like the floor is lava. Like, you don't want to touch it. Definitely don't want to touch it for long. You want to get away from it. And so that's kind of what I've got for you in this episode. And you know, I certainly can't help what, society tells you. I can't help that sitcoms present being single as this like lonely, sad, mopey phase where you look out and you see all your happy couples and they're doing their thing. And because you're not them, you're not successful and you're a, big fat loser because you're not them. You know, I can't help that necessarily, but I can help, and I really want to help you retrain your reaction to seeing that. I want to help you so that you don't see someone else's happy relationship. You don't see everyone else's relationship status as a sign that you are falling behind, that you are unlovable, that there's something wrong with you, that you shouldn't be single, that you shouldn't want to be single. And so I think that starts with addressing two assumptions that so many of us have, namely that your sense of self-worth comes from your partner. That's one. And two, that the only way to have a meaningful, complete life is to live it with a partner. And to be honest, those are assumptions that come, I think, from never having embraced being single. That your self-worth comes from a relationship and that a relationship gives your life meaning. But given that, I think the second you embrace being single, the second you embrace being single for what it is, what an incredible gift it is, that is when you would just like snap of the fingers, you realize almost immediately that those two things are not true. And I don't blame you for maybe assuming those things, for being brainwashed into thinking those things, but the solution here is easy. It's really easy. It's that if you're single, embrace it. You dive headfirst into it. Don't try to escape it. Don't hop right back onto an app because you're a quote relationship person. Definitely don't text your ex the first weekend night you feel lonely. Don't think you're a loser when all your homies are all cuffed up. Remember that single is your superpower. And it really is, because it teaches you that your self-worth 1,000,000% does not come from your partner. It is enhanced. It is reflected by your partner. It is appreciated by your partner. But that is it in a nutshell. Your self-worth is appreciated by a partner. It is not created by them. It is just appreciated and enhanced by them. But if you have none to start with, do you honestly expect a partner to help you appreciate yourself? No. Come on, your self-worth comes first, then your relationship. So that's why I say you have to find your soul first, then you find your soulmate. I don't think it's possible the other way around. And so being single is unequivocally the best time to find your soul, so you can then turn around and find your soulmate. And yeah, of course, there's something to be said about finding someone who helps you, you know, heal from your past, who inspires you and pushes you to discover things about yourself. Yes. Hell yes. That is an amazing part of finding a right person. That is an amazing part of being in a relationship. But to me, that's like, that's dessert. That's dessert. You got to cook dinner first, my friend. I think I'm hungry. You have to do the work first. You have to embrace being single for the opportunity it is to find your worth first, to create your worth first. More on that in a minute, but I want to start with this myth that your worth comes from being in a relationship. So it does not. Let's start there. It absolutely does not. Your worth does not come from a relationship. It does not come from compliments. It doesn't come from someone having someone to Netflix with. It doesn't come from someone who tells you that, you know, you is smart, you is kind, you is important. No, it doesn't come from that. It doesn't come from someone else's opinion of you, no matter how kind, no matter how compassionate and complimentary it is, or no matter how much it hypes you up. It doesn't come from someone telling you that you're their moon and their stars and all that stuff. It doesn't come from that. It is enhanced by that, but it doesn't start there. So that's the first one. And the second one is this idea that a relationship gives meaning to your life. The first one was that a relationship gives you self-worth. The second one is that a relationship gives you meaning, dispelling these myths. And I think this one comes from like the steps to life that we think we need to follow, right? It's like school and then job and then relationship, call it, if we're just boil it down simply. And that if we don't find that relationship when we're expected to, that suddenly we're falling behind. That being single is this status that you're wrong. There's something wrong with you, that you've messed up, that you're waving this flag when you're single that says, hey, look, I'm, you know, loser McLoserson because I'm single. That, you know, this comes from thinking, again, plainly, that a relationship is the key to unlocking the next stage in your life, that it's the key to your life's fulfillment. And again, I only think we assume this because we haven't embraced being single. The second you do that, though, is the second you realize that you have the key, that it can't be given to you because single is your superpower. Single is your superpower. So this stage, what do I mean by this? Why do I keep saying it? I first wanted to set the context here for the assumptions we make that tend to prevent us from embracing being single. So please continue to consider those as I keep talking here. But now we've shattered those assumptions. We know that a relationship doesn't give you self-worth, and a relationship isn't the key to finding meaning in your life, right? So given that we can now free ourselves of those assumptions, of the pressure that those assumptions put on us, here's what I do know. And we'll start with the obvious. Let's get the obvious out of the way. If you're single right now and you're struggling to embrace being single, it's the opposite of what you want. It's how you've never been before. Let's start with a softball here. I say, my friend, that being single is fun. It's just fun. It can be fun. And I mean, there's the obvious, right? You get to meet new people. You get to mess around. You literally get to do whatever you want. If you want to sleep like a freaking starfish in your bed, you can. You've got all this room for activities. You could do karate in the garage. You can play your drum set as loud as you want. You have no bedtime, right? You can do whatever you want. Plain and simple, being single is fun. And yeah, of course, I get it that after a while, it can be a drag. But let's see it for what it is in the moment. It is an unprecedented opportunity to do whatever the heck you want to do with whoever the heck you want to do it with. Plain and simple. And let's say you're single for 3 straight years in your 20s. And you don't really like that, right? That's too long for you. But then you find your person when you're 32. And then you're married, your kids, and you're happily ever after. That's 3 years of, I don't know, what, like 40 total? It's a fraction of a fraction. And you'll never get that opportunity again. So just like being a simple dude here and thinking pragmatically, you'll never get this opportunity again. It's unprecedented. So I could look at something like this and be like, you know what? I'm just going to take it for what it's worth, right? And second, I was thinking more about this, that in life, I really don't think you'll ever look back and say, man, I regret being single in my 20s, or I regret being single in my 30s. I don't think you'll ever say that looking back. I can see how in the midst of it, how in the midst of a long single streak or the midst of a long cold streak, you might say that I wish I wasn't single. But looking back, I really don't think you will. You might look back and regret something else, right? You might look back and regret dating someone who you shouldn't have dated or putting up with the crap you put up with. Like, you can regret things like that, but you'll never look back and regret being single. Because even now, only being 32 and looking back, I can only imagine what it's like being 50 and looking back. But upon looking back, I think you'll see what I'm so passionate about here. Namely, that being single is a superpower. And, you know, yes, to my point in the beginning, it's easy for me to say this because I'm not like, I wasn't forced into this position. I'm not in this position because I was broken up with. You know, I'm not in this position because I keep getting rejected or shot down. Like, I get that. So I could totally empathize with you if you're not vibing with kind of the foundation of that. But I am very, very adamant about saying that no matter how you got here, let's take that off the plate for a second. No matter how you became single, no matter how long you've been single for, and even no matter how long you will be single for, it's okay sometimes to be sad or frustrated. You know, it's okay in life to be sad after making a decision that is right for you, right? Or a decision that was made for you. It's okay to be single even though you didn't want to, but now you know it's best for you. It's okay to be single even though you really wanted your last relationship to work out. It's okay to be single after another almost relationship. It's okay. And it's okay to not be like 100% hell yeah, Case Kenny, single is a superpower. Like, it's okay. It's okay. That's not always realistic. But I really do think that you can find so much power in saying, here is where I am, and I'm going to embrace it. Because the second you stop assuming that you only find your worth and you only find meaning in a relationship is the moment that you realize that you really, really, really do have a superpower when you're single. And I saw it written somewhere. I don't know if it was on Instagram or something. I screenshotted it. It said, the irony is that in being single for the first time in almost 4 years, I feel the most loved I've ever felt. I think that's so true because being single is what teaches you what love really is. Single is your superpower because it's during those months or those years or even that decade where you realize what love is. It's during your single time that you realize what love for life is, what love for yourself is, what it means to love, what it means to be loved. And again, not just in relation to another person loving you or you loving them, not just romantic love, but broader, deeper than that, more universal than that. This love is more than romantic love. And being single teaches you this. Being single teaches you to love just each day, frankly, to love each laugh with your friend, to love the ability to have, you have to go to the gym, to have two legs to walk on, to have the power of choice, to have the ability to succeed in your career, the ability to double down and focus on what you want. Being single shows you that you can show compassion and kindness to someone else just because you can, to teach someone else because you have some knowledge. That is what being single gives you. It gives you the opportunity to learn what love of life is, the power of choices, the power of your journey. It gives you the power to embrace making mistakes. It gives you the opportunity to heal from them, to find a sense of independence. It gives you this incredible opportunity to be kind to yourself. And I really, really believe that in life, in order to get what you want, in order to receive what you believe you deserve, you first have to become yourself. Plain and simple, you have to be yourself to receive what you want. You can't be faking it and expect all these great things and great people to come to you. You have to become yourself. There's no way around that. And I'm sure you'd agree that you believe that you deserve an amazing person in your life. You believe that you're worthy of someone who is kind and caring and who builds you up and you have amazing chemistry with, right? You believe those things. Then given that, the first step is to becoming yourself so that you can attract that. And that's exactly what being single offers you. It's the only opportunity, it's this unprecedented opportunity to focus solely on this opportunity to find your soul. And listen, like, I know that sounds cheesy, I really do, but I've embraced this completely. And I will tell you that it's life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing. And you could also be saying that you can find all those things that is rattled off in a relationship case. And I said, yeah, sure, you can. But you really, really unearth those things. You really learn them when you embrace your independence and you focus on it 100%. No distraction, focus. When you have no one relying on you, when it's just you, when you can look yourself in a mirror and say, for now, it's just me and you, homie. We're going to do this. I don't think those things that I just rattled off are not things you're going to learn quickly in a relationship. Those are things you learn when you're single. And the happiest, most fulfilled people I've learned are the ones who discover those things first and who then find someone who appreciates them and enhances them, who helps them build on them, who shows them more. Like, that is the order of operations here, not the other way around. So to me, to think that you're going to regret being single, to think that you're falling behind, to think that you're not successful until you find your person, to me, that's just ludicrous. Because single is your superpower. It is your superpower because it's an opportunity to find love in yourself and be proud of yourself. It's a time to be proud of the way that you pushed yourself, the effort you put in, the times you were kind when you didn't have to be, the times you learned to embrace your flaws, the times you learned to give without expecting anything in return, the times you learned what it means to trust your intuition, to live without fear or doubt, the time you learned that you didn't need permission or a relationship status to set yourself free. I say that single is your superpower because it's when you're single that you learn to be proud of yourself. And when you're proud of yourself, that's like worth and meaning all wrapped up in one. It's a time to explore what interests you, what makes you feel alive, what lights your soul on fire. It's a time when you're completely free to explore those things. No strings attached. And to me, I try to really back up and think bigger than myself. I try to think about when I was 0 years old to when I'm 100 years old. And along that spectrum, it's just an incredible opportunity. And it's a time I think you'll never, ever regret. You'll never regret exploring what you want, what you deserve, acting on it. You'll never regret diving into life, being curious, letting that curiosity guide you. You'll never regret empowering yourself to change your mind, to do a complete 180 if you want, to change jobs, to change how you dress, to change how you act, to change how you see the world. I don't think you'll ever regret that. I don't think you'll ever regret exploring that. There are other things you might regret, things like settling in a relationship, settling with someone who's no good for you, continuing to be in a relationship that you know was doomed from day one, continuing to put up with someone else's BS because you're blinded by potential. You might regret that, but you'll never regret embracing being single. You'll never regret proving to yourself that your worth was never about someone else. You'll never regret affirming that, frankly, it never will be about someone else. It'll always be about you. Your ability to be proud of yourself has always been and always will be about you. And I think that proof will come to you. That proof will be so clear to you when you say, I embrace being single. It comes when you embrace this opportunity to be single, to be the most human you can be, the most kind, the most curious, the most passionate human you can be. That's someone who chases what they want, explores what they're curious about, and who meets as many people as they can along the way, who seeks out as many perspectives as they can. And who does that because you realize that being single is the greatest opportunity you have to be proud of yourself and to find meaning so that when that other person comes along, you're rooted in who you are and what you want. And then you can focus on that union. And so, as I like to say, being single is what takes those question marks you have in your eyes and replaces them with exclamation marks. That means no more walking around with those question marks in your eyes, hoping for meaning or validation from someone else. No more hanging on to their opinion and assuming that they hold the key to your life's purpose and worth and fulfillment. I say single is your superpower because it gives you those exclamation marks. It gives you direction. And most of all, it makes you proud of yourself. It gives you back your soul. It helps you find your soul. It affirms what's in your soul, what makes you tick, what makes you smile, what makes you feel, what guides you. And I think when you find your soul, when you remember what lies in your soul, that is when you find your soulmate. So I'll leave it right there. I hope that kind of inspired you to affirm your worth when you're single. I hope it inspired you to catch feelings for yourself. If it did, I'd be really grateful if you would check out newmindsethoodis.com. The Single Is Your Superpower dating workbook is out right now. You could pick it up. You could have it in 4 to 7 business days, and I think you'll find a lot of value in it. So thanks so much for listening. Thank you for checking out newmindsethoodis.com. And as always, let me know what you think. You could DM me, you could text me, comment, tag, you know the drill. But that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.